1-800-387-3737.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning. In looking out the window this morning, we're seeing more than trees of green. 3 weekends in a row of a snowstorm in the Northeast. Will it ever come to an end? Yes. Is it helping our grass? Yes. Picking up all that free nitrogen as it falls from the sky. Is it helping our broadleaf evergreens? Plants like holly, rhododendron, azaleas, mountain laurel, boxwood, newly planted perennials, rose bushes. Is it helping them? Yes, because it's creating a blanket that's insulating the plant at this time of the year. And as our days get longer, and we are up over 2 hours right now since the winter solstice in December, we've picked up 2 hours of daylight. The sunshine is higher in the sky. Things warm up a little bit better, but still February is a crazy, crazy month. You never know what it's going to do. It's unpredictable. And if you live in the Northeast, in the New England area, we know all about it. 8 to 10 inches is due in between last night and tonight. Just a mess. So a good day to stay home, look at some videos, plan out your garden, go through your seed catalogs, look at my email newsletter, and get ready for the season ahead. I've already started my tool shed. Went out there and had very little damage with the mice. I guess the products that we've put in there have cured the situation. Plugging up all the holes in the tool shed has helped a great deal, too. And things are looking good. But got out the lawnmower, took the blade off. Didn't think I'd ever do it without cutting my body apart. But it came off. And had it sharpened and bought a new blade, changed the oil, changed the spark plug, got some fresh gas, started it up, and oh, what a great sound that lawnmower makes. I didn't think I would miss it as much as I have, but the snowblower, that's a sound that I'd like to put in the back of the garage for the winter, move the lawnmower in the front. This week I'll work on the rototiller and some of the power equipment. I did get all my oils and gases for them, so we're already there. And now we're busy preparing the garden. We want to try some new things. And if you get our weekly email newsletter, I did, as you asked last week, put together some great information for you to look at and print it and put it someplace so that when you're ready to garden, it's there. Now, I did 3 stories. I had promised a caller that I would tell them how to start onions, leeks, and shallots from seed. And now's that time. So get down to your local garden center, feed and grain stores, Blue Seal Feed, and pick up the seed for your onions, whether they're the red onions, the sweet onions, or the yellow onions and get them started. Leeks can be started at this time, and shallots also. Now, shallots is a great vegetable. It's a vegetable that I also buy as bulbs in my local feed and grain stores. Will have them in April, and I'll pick them up then and plant them. But if you like cooking and you want to add additional flavor to your dishes, shallots are the way to go. And pick the largest bulbs you can find. Usually you buy them by the pound. So buy the largest. And it's just my wife and I. We do a lot of cooking. So I'll buy like 25 to 30 bulbs. Plant them in the garden when the time is right. And each bulb will produce 7 to 9 additional bulbs during the growing season. And you let them grow, you feed them, you take care of them, and then you allow the foliage to turn brown in the garden. You don't pull them early like you do the onions. You allow them to turn brown, dry out, and then I dig them, and a lot of them will be right on the surface so that you can see them growing during the year. And they store in your garage or in your basement, just like onions do. But the flavor, if you want to make an omelet, you take your eggs, your milk, your cheese, get it all blended together, and then slice nice thin slices of shallots and some onion. And if you get fancy mushrooms and everything else that you want to put in it. But I'll tell you, if you've never seen shallots or tried them, grow them in your garden. Now, when you compare the price of what you're growing, you won't believe it. Because the price of onions is around $3 a pound. You can buy a pound of shallots sets or bulbs for about the same price, but when you plant them in the garden, your crop will be between 5 and 10 times more productive. So it ends up bringing it down to about 30 cents a pound. And they keep all winter as long as they're dry, and they are wonderful. It's a taste between a garlic and an onion. And they're really, really good. Oh, and speaking of onions, the Vidalia onions are in season. So when you're in the supermarket, if you like a really tasty onion, look for the Vidalias. They're not rounded like the white or the yellow onion that most of us are common to. They're more flattened. And they have a very thin skin, and they are delicious. So take a look for the Vidalias and cook with those, you know, just something new. But if you want to receive a copy of the email newsletter, go to paulparent.com. That's my website. And you'll see newsletter. Click on newsletter. Put in your email address and submit. And you will join over 10,000 families that receive the newsletter every single week. Now, the other thing that I've done is you were asking, when do we start certain vegetables? So I made two lists, vegetable plants that you would start indoors from seed, and then a second story, direct seeding in the ground for vegetables. And what the two articles tell you, for example, is gives you the name of the vegetables. Well, let's say broccoli. Weeks from seeding to transplanting outside will take 5 to 7 weeks. So if you're going to be setting out your vegetable seedlings, if you live in Rhode Island, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, further down, then you need to make sure that by March 1st that you're beginning to start broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage, eggplant, even peppers can be started at this time of the year. Now, the seed will take between 5 and 6 days, so a week to germinate. You're going to plant that seed in the seed flat with some seed starter soil, and you want to use a deep tray. You can go to your local nursery or garden center, and you can buy these beautiful plastic rectangular trays that even have a clear dome that fit on it to hold the moisture and the humidity in it. And you can use them for years, or some old trays that have been cleaned and sterilized, piece of saran wrap on it to give you the greenhouse effect. They will mature in 60 to 80 days. And you know what? A 25-foot row of broccoli will give you over 25 pounds. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
This is Paul Largay of Largay Travel, and I'm so pleased to be working with the Paul Parent Garden Club and your traveling hosts, Paul and Chris Parent. This year's trip, August 7th through the 19th, offers a magical discovery of Alaska, Vancouver Island, and Denali National Park. It's the perfect combination of a cruise and land-based adventure. You'll visit Bouchard Garden, enjoy a 7-night inside passage cruise past the pristine wilderness in Alaskan frontier town, and witness the abundant wildlife and beauty of Denali Park. This memorable trip offers something for everyone and provides exceptional value for your travel dollar. So please join Paul and Chris Parent as they explore Alaska. Don't be left behind. For specific details and availability, please visit the Paul Parent Garden Club website or call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 1-800-322-9481. See you on board.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number, it's toll free, so it costs you nothing to get some free gunning advice, and believe me, I'll do my best to help you out. That phone number is 855-660-4261. Okay? 855-660-4261. Give Tom a call. He'll get you set up, and we will help you to have the best gun on the entire block. Hey, Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Are you ready to do a little gardening?
You betcha.
Okay, who do we have up first this morning, Tom?
First up, we've got Steve from Cape Cod with a question about Norwegian elm.
Hey, Steve, good morning, and welcome to the Garden Club.
Morning, Paul. I have a Norwegian elm that's about 35 feet tall. It's about 65 years old, and it's beginning to accumulate reindeer moss all up and down its limbs, and I'm wondering what is the problem with it.
The reindeer moss is caused by the humidity from the ocean. And it's just like if you lived in Florida or Georgia or in the South, they have that Spanish moss that will dangle from the branches. And all it is, it's taking the nutrition, the sunshine, and the moisture from the weather. But being that you live on a cape, you've got water on two sides of you, you will get that. Now, are you finding any dieback to the branches?
It seems like the tips are drying out and easily breaking off. But other than that, I mean, it grows healthy, and I do get some insects on it. But and how would I combat the insects this year?
Well, it's going to depend what type of an insect problem that you get. Is it insects that are chewing holes, or are they insects that are on the tips sucking on the new growth and the leaves?
Yeah, they're chewing holes.
The best product and one of the safest products on the market today is called 8. Just like the number 8, EIGHT. You can
take the eight, put it in a sprayer, and apply it. As soon as you notice to see damage occurring on the foliage. So when you start to see the little holes, you can spray with that. Now, if you want to stay organic, there is a product called Captain Jack. And it is a new disease. They found it in the Caribbean. And it's a product that is very, very quickly replacing something called BT, Bacillus thuberginensis. And BT has been around for a long, long time. It's a great product, but you have to use it when the caterpillars are small. The Captain Jack is a product very similar. It's a bacteria, and the insects eat it. They get a real bad cold, and they end up dying. And it will kill caterpillars up to 3 inches in length. Tomato hornworms, the winter moth, when that gets active, you take that Captain Jack and you spray your plant material with it. And what's nice, because it's a disease of the insects, it's not toxic to you. So you can spray the whole garden, roses, annuals, perennials, your vegetable garden. It will knock them all out. You just rinse them out, and you don't have to worry about anything toxic because it is an all-natural product developed in the Caribbean where they found it. And it's getting more and more popular, and it's one of the very, very safe products out there today for you to use. So there's a lot of different things. The other thing is, see if you can figure out what's doing it. Caterpillars are normally number one, and one of the best products that will get into a tree does not work on caterpillars. And it will work on beetles and things like that. But the systemic insecticides do not work on caterpillars. So either eight in the liquid form or Captain Jack. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call.
Ever fed the birds during the winter?
It's a lot of fun.
But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, toll free, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Evelyn from Mass with a question about cactus.
Evelyn, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have a cactus. I don't know whether it's a Christmas cactus or not. The leaves are rounded. They're not pointed. And it's half inch in diameter, the stems. It's 15 inches high and 24 inches wide. I would like to cut this back quite a bit. Can I do it at this time of the year?
When you look at the cactus, does the cactus look like your fingers where it has like knuckles on it? Or is it just a solid tube type of growth, like a branch?
No, it has knuckles.
It has knuckles. Okay. Then it's either a Christmas cactus or an Easter cactus. And you can cut that back now. And what you want to do is to break the cactus at that joint or that knuckle. And mm-hmm. it will break real, real easy.
Yeah.
You can bend it or you can take some pruners and cut it off right there. Now, what you want to do is go down to your local garden center and feed store and buy a package of rooting powder. And you can buy a little tin foil envelope for $2 or $3, and it will do up to 100 cuttings. So take some 4-inch clay or plastic pots with a good sterilized potting soil, not dirt from the garden or topsoil, but like a seed starter mix or something that says sterilize and ready to go. And dip your cutting where you made the cut into the powder, about an inch, and then push your cutting in the pot that's been filled with soil. And in a 4-inch pot, I'll put 5, maybe 6 cuttings to make it look full, to give it some body. Firm them in place, give them a good drink of water, and put them someplace where they're going to get some good light, but no direct sun, because there's no roots. So morning sun, late in the day sun, or even a north-facing window. And you want to try and keep it as cool as possible, something between 50 and 60 degrees. And within a month, they're going to be rooted. So that way you're going to end up with your main plant, or the mother plant, will now be shorter, rounder, more bushy. And when the spring weather arrives and the days get longer and longer and longer, the plant will make new growth, it will create a whole new shape, and all the cuttings that you took will do the same thing, and now you'll have a whole bunch of these Christmas-type cactus, either Christmas or Easter cactus. It's real, real easy to do, and I'll tell you, you should get like 75 to 90% of the cuttings that will germinate. Keep it moist, but not sopping wet. So every day, you know, take a finger, push it in the soil, feel it. If it's moist, leave it alone. I'm going to say you're going to water it maybe once a week, if that. It's going to depend on how warm your house is and what the exposure. But Christmas cactus at this time of the year can be rooted really, really easy. You can make a whole bunch of new plants, and you'll be in great shape.
Can I cut back these thick stems? They're getting, like, brownish, like scaly.
Yeah, what happens is the Christmas cactus, as it matures, it gets woody. And that's why you're getting that bark type look to the stem.
So can I cut that all the way back?
You can't cut it all the way back. I mean, you've got to leave at least a couple of knuckles where that branch, you know, looks like your finger.
Okay.
Because the new growth will develop at that joint or knuckle. And if you cut it all the way to the stem, the plant's going to have to work a lot harder, and it may not fill out to be as good looking of a plant as you want it to be.
Thank you.
You have a great weekend, and enjoy the last 4 weeks of winter. It's coming to an end. Hey, and spring is only 27 days away, Evelyn. That's a great sign. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Milton from South Carolina with a question about restoring some greenhouse plants.
My good old friend Milton from Anderson, South Carolina, it's great to hear from you.
Hey, Paul, how are you today?
I'm wonderful. How's the wife?
Oh, the wife is doing pretty good. She's doing pretty good. We're still out delivering paper, so almost through for the day. We've had a lot of rain and stuff, and she would love to be up there with you with all the snow. I know that. She loves it.
She is welcome to as much as she wants, Milton.
We may have an opportunity to get up there this fall, so one of us anyway, for sure.
Paul, we had a disaster last week. Our greenhouse caught fire and burnt out one corner. And we have a lot of plants in there that we use it for just to winter over plants with. And a cane begonia, there was an asparagus fern, some strawberry plants in baskets, justitias, bromeliads. I got to quite to make those bloom now, thanks to you. But the plants, some of them got burnt off down to the dirt. The pots got melted off of some of them. I'm going to try to save them. We had them under the house because of the cold weather, and I brought them out yesterday or Friday, and because we're getting rain, to give them some rainwater and hopefully give them some sunshine and then fertilize them real good.
Yeah.
Other than that, you know, I haven't put plants on them yet. I wanted them to get some good water. Is there anything else I can do?
I would just, you know, cut back all of the damaged portions of all of your plants, feed them with a liquid. So get something like Miracle Grow and give them a real good application. And the other thing is to give them lots of light and lots of sun. And hopefully the fire wasn't hot enough that it did damage the root system of the plant. If the root system is okay, and you've cut back everything that's dead, and you can feed it, give it some heat and some sunshine, there's a very good chance that a lot of those plants will come back for you, Milton. And
yeah,
it's just going to take a little bit of time.
Yeah, we're hoping. We got a cane begonia that was my mom's. I've lost my mom a year ago, and it's over 50 years old, and there's a, I don't know the real name of it. It's a justitious, and it's, Joanne got one from her aunt, and it's got to be over 50, 60 years old, so we got a couple of antiques that we want to save for sure, so.
Yeah, well, the other thing that you may want to think, Milton, is having Joanne ask her aunt if she can get a few cuttings for it. But I would hold off taking cuttings until mid to late March, when we get a little bit more daylight, a little bit more sun, and just some general purpose rooting powder. But, you know, repair the damage of the greenhouse when you can, and clean back all of those plants, and keep them as warm as possible because they've been under stress.
Right.
And by cutting them back, you should be all set. I'll tell you a real quick story. A friend of mine many years ago had a greenhouse like you. They had in the greenhouse 10,000 geraniums.
Oh.
And it was the month of February. And the smoke, and the heat killed all the leaves off of every single geranium. And the County Extension Service came in and basically told her, throw the crop away and start over again. And this was a small family-run company. The main stems were still solid, but the leaves were all curled and dried out. So what they did is they took the time, they removed every single leaf from that plant. So all it was three or four stems. They fed them, they cared for them, and they said that crop of geraniums was the best crop they ever, ever grew. So don't get discouraged. Stay at it. And if you need some more help, you give me a call, and also give my best to Joanne. Thank you.
You have a great day.
You too now, buddy. Bye-bye. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Beverly from Mass with a question about ornamental crayon.
Beverly, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes. Good morning to you. I have an ornamental cranberry.
Yes.
It's grown quite tall. And I need to know, can we get it to start having cranberries again?
Okay.
It hasn't done that
so
for quite a few years.
Is it flowering, Beverly?
Yes.
But it's not making any berries.
Right, exactly.
Okay. What I would do is a couple of things. When we get into late March, frost is out of the ground, the snow will be all done falling, hopefully. Then what I want you to do is to get a bag of superphosphate, 020.
Uh-huh.
Or you can use Dr. Earth has a shrub and tree fertilizer with probiotics.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Either one of those two will, if you give it a good feed. So you're going to use 1 pound of fertilizer per 3 feet of height or spread.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Now, by cutting this back, would it help it too? It's grown
quite tall. If you cut it back now,
yes,
you run the risk of possibly removing the flower buds.
Right.
So don't do any cutting until you see if it's going to flower.
Right.
And then what you can do is this. Any of the non-blooming branches, cut them back by one-third. And that will stimulate new growth. And then next year, the branches that are way out of line, you can cut those after the blooming cycle. But for now, hold back on the pruners.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
Welcome to the Paul Parent God Club. If you have a gardening question, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Write that down, 855-660-4261. You give us a call, talk with Tom, and we'll try and answer some of your gardening questions to get you off to a good start. Hey, 27 days away from spring. So you got to start thinking about that. And we want you to sign up for our email newsletter. Now, this newsletter comes out every single Thursday. It's free. And we write three stories, or I should say, I write three stories every single week. And there's great information out there that you can sit back on Thursday, and it will give you ideas for the coming week. We mentioned briefly, we did a story on when to start your seeds indoors and out. And this is something that you can print, put it in your tool shed, in your garage where you store your seeds and maybe start some of your seed trays. And it will give you an idea when you should be starting, because we don't all start at the same time. I live in Maine. I live in southern Maine. And in southern Maine, I can plant things that are considered cold crops, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, spinach, Brussels sprouts, kale. I can get those started about 5 to 7 weeks before I'm going to put them out. And where I live in southern Maine, in Kennebunk, which is 25 miles into Maine, so I'm in the southern part, I can normally get those out by the middle of April. And what I look for as the signal, and you can do the same thing, when you start visiting a nursery or driving by a greenhouse and you see pansies for sale, that's your signal that you can plant your cold weather crops in the garden. So the middle of April, for me, I count back 8 weeks, 6 weeks, and that is going to be March 1st. So at the end of this week, I'm going to get all my seed trays ready, the soil. I've already picked up all my seeds, and I'm going to be planting all of my cold weather crops. Then I wait a little bit, and about the end of March, maybe the third week in March, I'll start lettuce so that I can transplant lettuce seedlings into the garden. But this week, I've concentrated on onions, white and yellow. Also, leeks, you want to get started on them. And there's a great story in the email newsletter. Now, it costs you nothing. You enjoy it. You don't, if there's nothing in there that you want, you just hit delete. If there are individual stories that you like, you can print just the individual stories. You don't have to print the entire newsletter, which is what I like. But plants that take a long time to grow, eggplant, leeks, onions, peppers, and then all of your cold weather crops, they need to be started now. Tomatoes, hold off a little bit. Wait until March. Because if you get them started too early, your house gets warm, we get a lot of sun, they tend to get tall. And if you can't cool them down, they get real tall, they get floppy, and you don't end up with a good quality transplant in the long run. But, you know, get some graph paper, start planning out the vegetable garden, and get ready for it. Now, in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to put the same type of a chart for annuals. And I'll tell you right now, snapdragons, they can be started right now. So if you're going out today, pick up some snapdragons, get them started. Impatience, they take a long time also. So there's just two of many flowers. Petunias. Petunias used to be the number one flower. I love them. And this year, I'm going to have a lot of petunias. They're fragrant, they're beautiful, and they bloom.
I'd seen the Longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the Longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.